Well, if you've had the experience of moving a loved one into aged care, you know it's not an easy time. It's fraught with challenges, seemingly impossible obstacles, and big and serious emotions. But then what if your loved one suddenly starts getting confused or starts forgetting not just who they are, but who their family is as well? Around 400,000 Australians are living with dementia right now. More than two-thirds of aged care residents have moderate to severe cognitive impairment. There are significant questions around how facilities are dealing with this after the 95-year-old Claire Nowlan was allegedly tasered by police in her care home in New South Wales. Dozens of specialist dementia units were supposed to be rolled out to aged care facilities by this year, but fewer than half are currently operational. Would this have made a difference? Li-Fei Low is a registered psychologist and professor in ageing and health at the University of Sydney. Welcome to you. The federal government promised 35 of these specialist dementia units. Only 12 are up and running. What are they, and how important is it that they hurry up and get them online quickly?
Specialist dementia care units have been designed to look after people in residential aged care with really severe, very high-level behavioural changes. So they're for people who might be really physically aggressive and very hard to look after in a normal facility. Often, people with dementia with these symptoms end up stuck in hospital, or they've got nowhere to go because they get kicked out, basically, of their, you know, the nursing home they're in. So it's really critical that we have these, and it would be amazing if we had them all online.
So if someone was having an acute dementia-related episode, how do these centres play a role?
These centres aren't designed for kind of acute incidents. These are long stay units, so they're really designed to like a short stay nursing home for someone who can't be cared for in a regular nursing home, but shouldn't stay in hospital. So often people in hospital have gone to hospital because they have really severe behaviors. They're really hard to look after, and then when they don't need medical help, but they need still really high levels of care, people go to these specialist dementia care units. So they're not really for people who are acutely kind of psychotic or aggressive. I mean, though they cater for those people, if that makes sense.
Given the high incidence of dementia or cognitive decline in aged care settings, why is there this focus of some centres with high levels of trained staff? Why isn't it mandatory that all staff in all aged care facilities have dementia training as part of the accreditation process?
I believe that all staff in residential aged care should have dementia training, specifically around supporting people with dementia and their behavioural symptoms. You can think of behavioural symptoms as the person not being able to understand what's going around or express themselves. So if they're aggressive, it might be because they're in pain, because they're hungry, because they're confused about why someone's in their room getting them to take their clothes off and go in the shower, because they miss their wife. You know, it's all kinds of reasons that they're not communicating well. So not always, but quite often, behaviours kind of because the person can't communicate their unmet needs. So everyone needs training. All staff need training for this. The specialist dementia care program, which is like less than, you know, is meant to cater to less than 1% of aged care residents. That program is designed for people with really acute behavioural changes so that they need, you know, really special both medical input and kind of nursing and other care.
In 2019, Dementia Australia made a submission to the National Aged Care Inquiry. Included in its list of recommendations was that facilities do an internal environmental audit to identify issues that might contribute to behavioural symptoms and take steps to address them. It says the audit should form part of the accreditation process itself. I take it that recommendation hasn't been implemented. What does it mean about these environmental factors influencing behaviour?
That hasn't been implemented, and we know there's a lot of evidence that the environment affects how people with dementia behave. So if it's too hot, too cold, if it's too noisy, if the floor is too shiny and their depth perception, you know, can deteriorate, they can't see where to step anymore, there's all these kind of built-in design features of facilities that can support people with dementia to understand what's going on, you know, find their way to the correct place and behave appropriately. If not, they end up weeing in the corner because they can't find the toilet, which, you know, becomes a challenging behavior then. So it's really important, I think, that we make sure that current aged care facilities, but also new builds, you know, meet these dementia-friendly environment standards.
So just coming back briefly to the federal government's promised 35 specialist dementia units, what's the holdup? Is it staff? Is it money? Is it something else?
I mean, I'm not privy to the tender process, but it's quite difficult aged care environment at the moment. And I could imagine that there's not enough facilities, aged care facilities tendering for these, putting in high quality bids, because they'll need to be prepared to, you know, find enough specialist staff and have good relationships with their local health service to get psychiatrists and geriatricians to support that unit as well. So it might be that not enough people want to take on these really difficult to look after people with dementia.
Li-Fei Low is a registered psychologist and a professor in ageing and health at the University of Sydney. Appreciate your time.
Hey, podcasters. Just wanted to mention, if you're looking for more stories about the law and justice without a whole lot of legal jargon, check out the Law Report on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.